There's so much misinformation out there. You overpronate and you might need a stability shoe. If anyone's ever told you running's bad for your knees, slap them.
No offense to all the runners out there, but you're all pretty challenged.
Physical bent. Post-run beer is one of the best beers you'll ever have.
You never feel shit after a run.
You'll get fit, you'll get strong, you'll get healthy.
Running is fucking awesome. I'm Mike, I'm Dutch. I work as a massage therapist.
My name's Pat. I'm a running coach, physio. I'm an avid runner myself. We thought we'd call the podcast That's Running.
All right.
Wow. We haven't done this in ages.
I know. I'm a bit rusty. Sorry, guys. We've just been really fucking busy.
Yeah. We got to 100 and we're like, oh, surely we can chill.
Yeah. We had too many beers, way too much chips from Chuggers, and now we've got a bit slack and a bit...
Podcast hungover.
Yeah, and to be fair, we have been super busy with work, which is good and bad.
Yeah.
It's good because work's good, but it's bad because it means lots of injured runners.
Yeah.
And that's actually what we're going to talk about today. Injured runners.
Just for a change.
Just for a change. Because, you know, we have never talked about this. Yeah. And it's going to be so interesting. Like, what I want to talk to you guys about today is, like, basically our framework of understanding which things contribute to running injury, basically.
Yeah, and this is super important because I get a whole lot of people coming in injured saying, I think it's my weak glutes. But that's just what they think and what they've heard and what some random has told them.
I get a lot of, it's definitely my shoes.
Yeah, or it must be my shoes.
It has to be my shoes.
Or I'm injured because it's my technique.
Yeah, but I'm doing all the right things.
Yeah, so it's, and truth be told, it can be any of those. It can be all of those. It might just be one of them. So
yeah,
when I have a injured or uninjured runner in front of me, there's this just framework that I look at every single running injury. And this will be cool for anyone who's been injured in the past, anyone who's injured now, or anyone just looking to improve and fix their weak spots. Yeah, it'll be super relevant.
Because you can just apply this to yourself.
Yeah.
Definitely see a health professional if you are massively injured and it's persistent.
Yeah.
But apply this to yourself. Look at, hey, which things could contribute to my injury at the moment.
Yeah. So come in and see us. All right. So the way to understand any running injury is it's overload. It's overuse of that body part. Unless you get hit by a car or you sprain your ankle or you fall into a hole, then that would be an acute traumatic injury. But if none of that has happened and you just something hurts from running, it's probably an overuse.
Yeah. Right? Well, technically, if you get hit by a car, that's also overload.
It's overload, but it's acute.
Acute sudden overload.
Traumatic. We're talking insidious, non-traumatic injuries.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. So essentially, it's overuse. So we're talking like if your Achilles tendon starts to become painful, that's overuse of the Achilles tendon. Same with your knee joint. Same with your shin bone. Same with your hips, hamstring muscle.
Anything.
Yeah. So it's a very basic way of looking at it, but the two fundamental approaches is if you've got a part of your body, like one of your tissues that is overloaded, one option is you put less load onto it, which will mean you're not overloading it. And the other approach is to train the tissue so that it can handle more load. And usually, I mean, in almost every instance, we try and do both.
Yeah.
Put less load on it in the first place, but also at the same time train it so it can handle more load.
I think unless it's in the acute phase, we do both.
Mm.
Where if it's in the acute phase and it's really painful, it hurts to walk,
yeah,
you're not going to load it and go, oh, let's strengthen it. You go, okay, just chill, offload it until it feels better, and then we're going to reload it and strengthen it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the very, very most fundamental approach to it. So then if we think about, okay, how can we put less load on this tissue? There are a few ways.
One, the most like unpopular way is to run less.
Yeah. Yeah. If you've got an overloaded tissue, you want to deload it, we'll run less. That's one way to take load away from it.
100%. Yeah. That's the easiest way.
Yeah.
Probably the most
effective way.
This hurts. I'm going to stop running. Doesn't hurt. Which works for most tissues.
To an extent.
It's not, my tendon hurts, I'm going to stop running for a month. I'm going to start running again because you haven't addressed the issue.
Yeah.
You'll be sore a week later because you've not actually dealt with why did it get injured.
But It's a very effective strategy, but it's probably the least popular strategy. Like, yeah. We're runners, right? We want to run. We're going to keep running. And for me, my entire goal with every single patient is to reduce their running as little as possible. Yeah. Sometimes we just have to and we can't avoid it. But often someone comes into me, like a runner comes into me injured, expecting me to say, oh, you need 3-4 weeks off running. Usually it's like, yeah, maybe 2 days off, but you can keep going. So anyway, to reduce load, we can run less. What we can do is change your technique so that you actually have less load going into a specific tissue.
Mm.
And this is where we might talk about cadence or foot strike or so many different factors with your running, where you can shift load, say, away from your knee but put more of it on your calf, or away from your Achilles and put more of it up in your hammies and quads.
Yeah.
So we can put less load on specific tissues. So, yeah, if you've got knee pain, rather than saying, hey, just run less, we can change your technique to put less load on your knee. So that's super useful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then so we got that. And then obviously we just change how you're training. So if you're doing heaps of hill reps or heaps of speed work, we can just modify that.
Do less of that to do more easy running.
Yeah.
Because that's less load in general.
Yes, definitely. So there are so many ways we can put like less load on something that's injured and irritated. So that's kind of like one half of the story is putting less load on something that is overloaded. Then
it's the other half is make sure it can tolerate more load.
Mm.
And the very basic start of that is strength training. Get that tissue stronger so it can tolerate more load than it currently can, which that means you can load it more and you get less injured.
Yes, exactly.
What else do I say? Nothing.
Yeah, so that's just doing strength.
Yeah.
Right? Strength on that specific tissue, but strength overall.
If you think about strength, normally you think muscle strength, right?
Yeah.
But there's more to it than just, oh, I need to get my muscle strong. It also get your tendons, get your ligaments, and get your bones stronger.
Yes,
exactly. That's also strength training. It's not just, oh, I need to get stronger muscles.
Yeah, and strength actually, obviously it strengthens your muscle, but it strengthens your bones too, and it stiffens your tendons.
Yep.
And that's what a healthy tendon is, a stiff tendon, essentially. So it's kind of funny that everyone's always trying to stretch things, stretch, 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 but like that does nothing for increasing load tolerance at all. And that's actually, seeing as we're talking about this, that's why I don't stretch. And I don't really recommend runners to stretch at all, because stretching something, making it longer, has absolutely nothing to do with being able to tolerate more load in that tissue. Absolutely nothing.
Funnily enough, stretching is useless unless you do it more than an hour every day to actually lengthen the tissue.
Yeah.
And you're not actually lengthening the muscles. You're just creating more, as they call it, sarcomeres, which then you lengthen, quote unquote, that tissue.
Mm.
But that also makes it weaker.
Yeah.
So generally what you want to do if you're struggling with mobility and it impedes your running or it impedes your movement, you want to lengthen it on the load rather than just stretching it.
Exactly.
And that's a whole different can of worms.
Let's not open that can of worms. And the other thing is having the right mobility. Now, this is kind of that can of worms as well, but for me, I've got a couple of tests of mobility that I need my runners to pass. Essentially, if you don't have just decent baseline mobility, then your body will have to move in different ways if it's not able to move as it should. If your body can move freely as it should, then you don't have a mobility issue. But if you're stiff in a certain part of your body or part of your leg, that will mean your body cannot move as it should. And if you can't move as you should, then you will move differently, which some people like to call compensating. And that's going to like overload different tissues. So as long as you have okay baseline mobility, then you just need to tick that box. So if we just kind of just pause here and say, I've got a runner who's come into me with an injury, straight away I'm thinking, all right, is this going to be more of a like a running technique issue? Is this going to be more of a training strategy issue? Are they just a really weak person? Do they have shit stability? Do they have really poor mobility? Or is it two of those factors? Or is it three? Or is it all four? And sometimes it's really nicely clear cut, where sometimes I'll have someone come into me who does really good strength work. They're a fit person. You know, everything's great, but they just run like an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of like CrossFitters, you know, they don't get injured for lack of strength. They do squats and deadlifts. They're strong people, but a lot of them don't know how to run very well.
Exactly.
So for someone like that, it's pretty clear cut. It's like, all right, maybe we could change how much you're training, but it might be a technique thing. Whereas on the other hand, I see heaps of really good runners with nice technique, Schmick, beautiful shoes, all that sort of stuff, but they don't know what a deadlift is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe you've got a hamstring issue because you just don't know what a deadlift is. Maybe that's where you work on. But they might come in thinking, ah, it must be a running technique thing. Maybe it's my shoes. But like that, if for them, that might, they might have already, you know, addressed that stuff, or it might already be nice.
I think a lot of time it's also just a combination of the two.
Yeah.
Where you need a bit of strength because you're just not strong enough for the amount of load that you put through your body, and we can clean up your running technique a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
And generally, those go hand in hand. And what Paddy just said, like adequate mobility, like everybody is slightly different. There's no, oh, you need to have X amount of range through here, X amount of range through here as a bare minimum.
Yeah.
But like a big telltale was, are you similar left or right?
Yeah.
Like if your left's a lot stiffer than your right, then you will have to adjust how you move.
Yeah.
But again, how did that happen? Because if we look at your ankles, Paddy, your knee to wall left or right is very different.
Yeah, so I fractured my ankle when I was 17 years old, and my ankle mobility is so different left and right.
Mm.
But so that might make me move differently, but I'm, you know, very rarely cause any issues. So maybe my mobility is poor, but I'm strong enough and I have enough technique that it's not an issue.
Also, two things. You can't really change that because it's been fractured.
And I've tried to change it.
And there's literally nothing you can do. And two, the body is actually quite resilient and can adapt to this stuff. But this is over years. This is not over months.
Correct.
So there's always a few things you have to look at.
Yeah.
Why is this happening? Can I change it? How can I change it? And if not, can I adapt?
Exactly. And so if you're listening to this and you've had an injury, it might be nice to think, oh, you know, what are my, you know, there's a term called low-hanging fruit. What's the low-hanging fruit for me? Is it that I know my shoes are pretty old and shit? Maybe I could look at them. Oh, I've never really had my technique looked at. Or to be honest, I don't really do strength work. And there's always going to be something that's relevant for you. And it's, I see my job as identifying that thing for you, or those two things, or those three things, and then fix it, work out a plan, and get you in a habit where you're doing that stuff consistently. Yeah. Like that's literally my job. And so I've got this framework where if a runner comes in, I want to check a few things. And this is, everyone should kind of check this. Do you have that adequate mobility? Do you have a decent training strategy? Like, are you running sensibly throughout the week? Do you do some routine strength work? Do you have appropriate footwear, and do you have really nice technique? If you can genuinely tick the box on all of those things, then you shouldn't be injured.
Mm.
And if you can tick the box on all those things and you still get injured, you're probably just training too much.
Yeah.
Or maybe you need better sleep, or maybe you need to drink more water, or like meditate.
Yeah,
or
do
other, that's the other stuff as well. So there's these real, so many different factors. And that's why when a runner comes into me injured and is like, ah, oh, you know, must be my shoes. Mm. I'm like, come on, mate, it's way more than that.
It's never just the shoes, and shoes are such a small part of it.
Yeah, shoes are a very small part.
Yeah.
The more I treat more and more runners over the years, the less I care about shoes.
Yeah.
Whereas like 2-3 years ago, I was like, I thought shoes were super important. But
yeah, but now you're just like, cool. Yeah. What shoes are you running? Are they comfortable? Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, that's it. So this is, I just want to workshop one with Mike. He was just describing before we started recording today an interesting one where he had to slow someone's cadence
down. Yeah, it was interesting because this patient came to me and going, oh, I've got a half marathon coming up, Gold Coast half, which, long story short, coronavirus is probably going to put a pin in.
Yeah.
Because we can't actually go there. And shin splints. And shin splints have been bothering her for years, on and off. She was going, oh, yeah, on and off. So had a good chat with her and did the usual stuff, looked at like losing her mobility, had a, like asked her if there was any other issues, other running injuries, went into the Reddit going, hey, are you overtraining? Is it affecting your menstrual cycle? All that sort of stuff to go, hey, is this something we need to check and look into? But none of that came up as a flag. So I was like, cool, let's treat it, see how you recover. And I chucked on the treadmill the next session. And I looked at the cadence and was like 195. I'm like, oh, that's pretty high.
What speed was she running?
This was at probably like 5 minute pace.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
And she was running right on the outside of her foot, right on the toes. She was super tippy-toeing. but then we'd land quite aggressively, which for us, if we look at that, we go, oh, that's quite a lot of stress and load through the tibialis posterior muscle on the inside of a leg, where you could expect like similar shin pain. Because it's always a bit of a, is it shin splints? Is it on the bone? Is it just the attachment of the tendon? Like, yeah. Where is it? So I actually had to slow her down, reduce her cadence. We dropped it back to, she felt comfortable at 178. And which we reassessed it. I looked at her, I was like, oh, a bit more on the midfoot, a bit less of that whip when you're landing. And then I bumped it back up to 195, which I'm like, oh, this is weird. I feel like I'm just chasing myself.
So this is an instance of someone, what, can you tell me about her like chronic training load? Was she a brand new runner who'd ramped up quick? Or was she?
She's been running for years.
Yeah.
Experienced runner, has a running coach, Greta.
Yeah.
So who's like looking at her load quite well. I've seen the program and she's been quite conservative.
Yeah.
Has had shin issues early this year.
Yeah.
But really ramped up slowly back to a normal base.
That's perfect. So if she's been running for many years and she's had a coach who's done some programming with her, that means, you know, her chronic load is probably quite good, quite consistent. So rather than us being like, oh, we just ramped up too quick, it's less likely to be that of an issue. Then I you know, I don't know anything about her strength training history or anything, but that's a very clear example where like, okay, it's a flaw in your technique, which is putting too much load in the tissue, change that, or you almost get an instant relief.
Yeah. And
that's super valuable.
And a week later, she came back to me and go,
feels fine.
Ran 15K, no issues with my shins. There was a bit of strength issue there as well. She could be stronger.
Well, it's always both sides of the coin. Yeah. So all you did is you took load out of that tissue and she feels way better. But then there's always the other side of the coin. Well, why don't you make that tissue stronger so you can handle more?
Exactly.
So then, like, when I'm looking at these, this is the argument between if you have the shittiest biomechanics in the world, but you're really strong, it doesn't matter because you can handle it. Or you can be, you can have the nicest technique and the nicest biomechanics and not do much strength work and you're still okay. So we can always address both of them.
Yeah, but there's always people that never do strength work and run 100 Ks a week and are fine.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, those are the people, those are the outliers. You're like, oh, whatever. Yeah. We'll ignore you.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's always that interplay of, like, how nicely can we move in terms of putting less load in the tissue, plus where's your chronic load at, plus can we strengthen everything up. So for me, I've been running long distances for over a decade. And I've done, obviously spent a lot of time and energy with this shit. I know my running technique's pretty nice, but I still think about my technique when I run. I'm still conscious of it. I still think about how my shoes interact with my technique. I'm always doing strength. Like it's something to continually work on and be conscious of.
And it's also always changing depending on what you're doing. Like I did that 74K run the other week and I got knee pain. I've never had knee pain 30Ks in. I was like, what the hell's going on? And in that instance, I tried to change my cadence a bit, up my cadence, and be a bit more forefoot, and just shorten my stride, which helped a bit. And that's just in the moment. Look, I might have taken some Panadol later on, which also helped. not the best change, but
it's race day.
It's got to do what you got to do. But I was able to manage that by changing my technique then and there, and just paying attention to it and go, hey, I just need to back off there and change this. But for both of us, it's because we've been running for so long, we know how this works.
Yeah.
And I think if you're newer to running, it might be a bit harder to understand that.
Yeah.
That sort of change.
It is. And the more you run, the more you get to know your body, you can make those tweaks yourself.
Yeah. And look, between the both of us, we've probably had more injuries than we'd like to admit.
I feel like that's what contributes to me being an okay physio. I can have that empathy with the patient.
You're like, I happened then.
I know what bone stress feels like. I know what knee pain feels like. But, you know, I'm happy to say I haven't had much of it the last couple of years because I must be doing something right.
Well, you've learned.
Yeah. So I think, like, if you're injured, it's just think about all those different factors. What would be the one that would apply to you? If you're unsure, mate, just come and see us. That's fucking what we love to do.
Reach out and have a chat with us.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, I think, but normally you can pick it yourself and go, I've done X, Y, Z, or haven't done X, Y, Z.
Yeah. And side note, the coming up soon, maybe in the next few weeks or month, we're going to have a women's health expert coming on this podcast. So any gals out there, keep an eye out. Any mums especially, we're going to get Maddie, who's a women's health physio and a runner, to come and chat to us about all of that, which actually, even as a dude, I'm going to find so interesting.
Oh, it's going to be so interesting.
Yeah, really cool. Sick. All right. Thanks, crew. Good to talk at you again.
Yeah, we'll try to be more consistent again and pump another 100 up.
Another 100?
Yeah.
Here's to the second 100.
Boom.